Time to talk arts on the Friday morning show. Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Mary Beth Majar is an artist and a teacher. Her series of large ceramic hives is on display in the Minnesota Gallery at McCroskey Arts Center in Grand Rapids. Good morning, Mary Beth. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So we're talking to you this morning. You're in the parking lot of your veterinarian's office. Is your dog okay?
Oh, she's fine. She just is a puppy, so she needs her booster shots, and I'm training her to be in a crate in my car right now, so she's involved, but we're doing okay.
So is this the very first time to the vet for this puppy or not?
No, it's the second time, so I'm taking her with me to visit family in Florida next week, so she needed another round of shots before she could go, so.
Oh, and so I'm taking it. She's a little dog.
She is a mini poodle, so she's about 6 pounds right now. She'll get to be about 10 to 12 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. So you're taking her on the plane?
Oh, yeah. So I'm trying to train her for the carrier that we're going to put on the plane so that I don't just make the whole plane hate poodles. So we'll see what happens.
What's her name?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Her name is Luna.
Oh, right. Luna. Good.
And she's chocolate brown, but she's all brown. Brown nose, brown eyes, all brown.
Aww.
And she can be very mellow, but when she's feisty, everyone knows. So, anyway.
Good old Luna. So, Mary Beth, let's talk about your art. Your ceramics exhibit is called Analogous. Is that right? Analogous?
Analogous.
Analogous. Uh-huh. Tell us about it. Can you describe how it looks?
So I've got these ceramic hives. They're each anywhere from 15 to about 25 pounds of clay that I've made. And my idea is sort of a little bit of this dystopic idea of the environment, that perhaps the environment is doing exactly what it needs to do to get rid of humans that are causing it so much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of imagined that what if the bees and the animals and nature just sort of took over some of the leftover materials that we have discarded, metal, you know, clay, that kind of thing, and they started making more substantial hives and more substantial communities to protect themselves and basically get rid of us. So that's sort of one idea with it. And then I use smoke to treat the outside of the clay rather than glazes. I like the effects of the smoke. It colors it, and sometimes it's really dark black, and sometimes it's just light gray, or one time it started raining and it made these really interesting brown marks on them. And then also the environmental idea, and I think it's speaks to a larger sociological ideal that, you know, I think right now, at least politically and sociologically, that people don't feel like they matter, that one person can't make a difference. And, you know, one bee can make a difference, right, you know, in our environment with, you know, pollination. And so that idea that you can make a difference. And so I made a series of bees that you can purchase that support bee preservation in the art center, and a little bit for myself to sort of go with that idea that you can make a difference, that one little part in this environment, you can change it.
Do you kind of have a fascination for beehives?
I do, actually, especially when I really started thinking about how infrequently I've lived more in cities. I know you're more in a rural area, but, you know, that you just don't see. I mean, you see some wasp nests usually connected to the side of your house in the spring. But just a natural beehive that you just come across in the woods, you just don't see that very much anymore. The pesticides that we've used and things like that have really wiped out. And I was talking to a beekeeper at the opening at McRosty, and he was saying that, you know, they've imported different kinds of bees, and he's had success with a Russian bee that can sustain in Minnesota. So I love the shapes of the hives. I like the idea of the outside is sort of seems a bit haphazard and lumpy. And then the inside, you know, it's so organized, and they have everybody has a job, and there's a whole mentality as the hive first rather than just the individual, which is sort of another idea that I like as part of a hive. So if, you know, if a bee is sick, it'll try and get out of the hive to save everyone. And if it doesn't quite make it, the other bees will just put it in wax and preserve it in the hive.
You know, I've witnessed your hives, and they're beautiful. And they wouldn't.
Thank you.
You said that you use smoke, and I don't think they would look as good as if they were shiny glossy.
Yeah, there's something about shiny glossy. It's funny. Way back when I graduated from college, I took a job painting sculptures for two other sculptors, and one was an optical artist, and so he used very bright colors to sort of bounce off of each other. And I haven't used color since. Isn't that funny? I think I got saturated, literally. And so now my work, it's all monotone. It's all natural colors. I am experimenting a little bit with some black flat glazes right now just to protect the clay, because I'm trying to figure out how to move it outside so I can put some outside. And, you know, if water permeates the clay and then it freezes, which happens a lot in Minnesota, that doesn't work very well.
We're talking with Mary Beth Majar. She has an exhibit right now at the Minnesota Gallery at the McCrosty Arts Center in Grand Rapids, a variety of ceramic beehives. Some are smaller, some are bigger, is that right?
Yes. I also have these sort of like egg shapes that I repeat in my work. And in fact, my last big body of work had to do a lot with bee nests, bird nests. And in fact, one of my friends who lives out in the country, she's always bringing me bird nests. She's the one who brought me a wasp's nest. And we had a very funny conversation about how dead does it need to be for me to bring it inside, because I didn't know. So we left it outside and let it freeze for a bit. But so I went from bird nests, which I think are really interesting, to this bee nest, basically, idea. So some of those egg shapes are still sort of, you know, and also this idea of evolution and analogous in the biological term means that things like the wings of a butterfly and the wings of a bird evolved. They're the same thing, but they evolved for different reasons and different practicality. Also the idea of the communities. I've separated some of the hives and put them in groupings. And in fact, a group of hives is called a community to see, you know, how does it work when you separate yourself from sort of the major hive.
So, Mary Beth, they are large. The beehives are very large. They're not solid clay. Do you have, like, metal in there that they're kind of hollow? Or
nope.
They're solid.
No, they're hand. I build them by hand. It's just, like, called slab building. And I have a series of small, you know, bowls that I sort of start the bottom off. And then I've gotten pretty good at it. I usually work on three or four at a time. And when one gets hard enough to hold itself up, I'll add to it. And I like working with clay in the winter. It's so dry here that it goes really fast. When I work on more intricate stuff, I try and save it for the summer because the humidity slows it way down for me. They're all hollow. And the metal I weld myself and I cut. I have a whole sort of welding side of my practice that I do as well.
I am intrigued by not just your artwork, but how it does tie to the natural environment and what you said about one bee matters, one individual matters. How does it feel to be kind of working in art, but also be making kind of this statement on how we should preserve our environment or we should be paying attention to the outdoors?
Yeah, I find it, I love the outdoors. Myself and my family, we spend a lot of time outdoors, and that's really inspiring to me. And I hope that maybe I can convince some people to maybe spend a little more time outside to really embrace it. I think if we just got a few more people outside and enjoying that part of our environment, that we would have an easier time preserving some of these spaces and understanding that, you know, you don't need to put this kind of lawn chemical that affects the bees. You know, there's a few dandelions, and that'll be fine. But it makes me feel, I like it. It's positive for me. You know, it's this idea that you can make a difference. And, in fact, this summer I have a fairly large front lawn that I did not plant, and we put it all back to an oak savanna. So it's going to be all natural grasses and flowers and I've already got a few questions from my neighbors. See what they think.
So you've got bird nests, beehives. What's next?
Oh, that's interesting that you asked me. I'm working on, I also have a collection of rocks. My mom started My mom grew up in Southern California in an area that's close to the desert and the mountains and just filled with rocks. And so we moved a lot as a kid. And my mom, I'm not joking, would move a box of rocks with her because she would miss rocks, especially when we lived in Florida. There's no rocks in Florida, really. So I've sort of kept that going, and I have a huge collection of rocks in my studio, and I'm making these pieces that out of clay that look like rocks and mixing them with metal. So I'm kind of working on that right now, and I'm still not done with the idea of the hive. That shape, I really like that shape. It keeps showing up in my work, so I just keep going with it. And there are also, those hives are also a little bit of the shape of a swallow's nest. So those are kind of nesty, too.
Yeah, I know. We have, on Tuesday mornings, we have students that call in their nature reports for phonology on KEXE, and they've been talking lately about seeing ravens that are carrying sticks right now because they're in the process of building nests. You can see them.
They're
construction workers out there building their houses.
Right, exactly. This is their season. When I did my show about nests, that's how I got started with clays. I wanted to build these giant nests like crows and ravens do. So I found that using real wood from outside, it just falls apart. So I started making these ceramic sticks and sort of dry stacking these giant stick nests, and then it just kind of kept going. So... And I like the combination of the ceramic with the metal. It seems to work together and support each other when I want to make it bigger. And that's also part of my design as an installation sculptor. You know, you have to really think practically about how you can move these things around by yourself. And so I had to design it so that everything, you know, I made, I could move myself. So I have a couple pieces that I always need somebody to help me move, and that gets complicated. So you have to be practical, too.
All right, well, you better get Luna into the doctor. It's Luna, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Luna. Yes, I would give you a picture of her right now, but it's just you couldn't see her. You just see my hand in a bag, basically. So.
Thanks, Mary Beth. We appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, and thanks, Mick Rossi. You guys have a wonderful art center up there you should be very proud of.
We are.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Mary Beth Majar, she has an exhibit right now at the McCroskey Art Center in Grand Rapids. You can see the hive she was telling us about. I was so struck by one bee can make a difference. One person can make a difference. It inspired this many bees to call.
That's three gongs.
Dave from Brandon, Minnesota, thanks so much for pledging online, KEXE.org. The Colorado outpost of Camp Winnie coming in. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate that. And our renewing members, longtime friends and members, Janice and Gary Bradshaw. They're, I know Janice is all about the bees and the flowers. They're from Brainerd, and they have stepped up. They want to be like the bee, the individual that helps us get our goal. Keep the calls coming. We're getting ready for great music. Grant Fraser bringing that to you. 800-662-5799.
32 to go to reach our goal. We've heard from Grand Rapids, Florida a couple times, Palisade, Cook, Cherry, Bemidji, Grand Rapids, Brandon, Colorado, and from Brainerd. Now we need to hear from you. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids. I should say it's your turn. 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, 103.9 in Ely, and at KAXE.org, connecting you to Northern Minnesota. Now it's time for On the River with your host, Grant Down Goes Frazier.
Thanks so much for all your support.